Hello and welcome to another very special episode of the Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. Along with our best of or favorites of the year, this is our least favorite movies of the year episode where we count down the 10 movies we like the least. I am Doug and I'm joined here by Simon, just like every episode. We can't get rid of Simon.
I've been trying to get off the show for years.
But you created it. There would be no show if you weren't here.
You know, it's a weirdest thing. My headphones just decided, words of the year, we're not working. It just
Fair.
stopped.
Okay.
It's the most bizarre thing. I
Did they
didn't
run out
touch
of
them.
battery?
No, I just turned them back on. It was the
Oh,
weirdest
okay.
thing.
Maybe they
Doug,
just
I
don't want to
think
hear
this
the 10
truly
movies
is
we don't
my
like.
favorite show of the year.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, I have nothing against you. I probably watch more movies than a lot of critics, I think. And I like to prep my list for my own list, which I will say I do read that. And I like to read other people's lists. And I
Okay.
have movies on here that critics don't have. So I'm wondering, did they even see these movies?
Some of them maybe not. I mean, I will be honest, this is not my favorite episode to do. I don't
Oh,
like
we.
talking about the movies I don't
I
like.
love it.
So my criteria though is I pick movies that are at least made by a major studio or have a big budget behind them. Because I don't want to pick on indie movies. I don't
I
want to pick
don't.
on
I
the
have
low-budget stuff.
one. I don't think I have. I had an indie on and I took it off.
Okay.
If you saw my list, you guys, actually, I have one indie film on here, but I have to talk about it because it pissed me off
Okay.
so bad.
Fair. That's
So,
fair.
Doug, since you want to go first, you want me to go first? What would you like to do this episode? I'll leave it up to you. I'm more than happy to go first.
All right, I think I went first on the favorite, so why don't you go first on
Yeah.
the least?
This is Doug's favorite, one of Doug's favorite writers, and I've forgotten his name already, but the movie is Ella McKay.
Oh, okay.
Oh my
James L.
God.
Brooks.
Oh my God. I want to tell you guys, I had to watch this twice. The first time I fell asleep during it. Because I started like midnight. I got so do I maybe it was my mistake. I started it too late. I think I made it to 1 and then fell asleep. I don't remember. So I started this movie at 6 o'clock the other night. I fell asleep again. I'm like, this is awful. I literally woke up a second time and went back and rewatched it a third time from where I left off. Never got
Okay.
better. Never got interesting. I'm like, this is the most boring lead character I've seen in years. Just nothing of interest. Just bland. Jamie Curtis comes in. Look at me. Blah, blah. I'm like, I just don't care. Never liked anybody in this. I like the old governor. I should have had my phone out for this. I could have told you who I liked in it. Please don't watch this, people. Please do not watch Ella McKay. You know why nobody talks about it? Because nobody watched it but me.
That is true. I have not seen it. I like James L. Brooks, love Terms of Endearment, love Broadcast News. No
Yeah.
desire to see this. Oh, wait. Albert Brooks is in this. Is that the
That's
person
it.
you
That's who I
liked?
liked.
Okay.
He was good.
I love Albert Brooks. Maybe I'll watch
Albert
it just
Brooks
for
was the
him.
best part, only part of the movie that's even tolerable. But the
Okay.
problem is, he's barely in it.
Okay. All right, my number 10, it's actually one we've done on the show. I am going with Honey Don't, which is what they should have
Oh,
told Ethan Coen
so
for
bad,
making this
Doug.
movie.
I fell
Honey
asleep during this
Don't.
too. There's another movie I had to
And
watch twice because I fell asleep during it.
I genuinely like just about everybody in this movie. I love
Oh.
Ethan Coen when he works with his brother. Just something about this movie just I did not care for.
Well, I'm sorry. I want to agree with you. It was a terrible piece of junk. My next film, I think, was the number one movie of the year. Has
Okay.
Jason Momoa, Jack Black, Jennifer Coolidge. Can someone explain to me what I missed? Did I miss all the jokes in this film?
I
I
mean,
didn't understand this film. And I mean, maybe because I don't play the game. So I wish my daughter was here because I brought her, asked her who's played the game from almost day one. She goes, "That was a piece of crap."
Okay.
So I felt better knowing that somebody had played the game, told me it was a big piece of crap. That chicken joke that everybody likes was so bad. I'm like, this is unwatchable garbage. And I felt
And
vindicated when people I know had actually seen it.
I don't think you mentioned the name. It is the Minecraft movie.
Oh, sorry. Yes, it is the Minecraft movie. I think I did mention it. I'm sorry.
I did not see it, so I cannot comment.
How come you not see it, Doug? Number one movie of the year, and you're a film reviewer?
I just did not look interesting to me.
It's the Minecraft movie, Doug. You know the tagline. They make it, we review it.
All right, my number nine, I'm thinking may pick up an Oscar nomination or two tomorrow, just to
Oh,
let everybody
is
in.
it my
This is
favorite movie that I didn't put on the list to be nice to you? Because it almost made the list.
I don't know. The movie I really did not like is J. Kelly.
I can understand that. It was, I saw it on a few bad lists. I think I liked it more than you did.
I don't know how to say this properly, but the character J. Kelly feels like one of the moron characters that George Clooney plays for the Coen brothers,
Oh, that's him. Yes.
but he's not supposed to be a moron. He's supposed to be smart and a regular human. He just felt like a Coen brothers moron to me.
I agree.
I did not like this movie. I hated the ending where they showed the montage of other better George Clooney movies. I never bought that George Clooney was this character because George Clooney very famously does not have children, so could not be a bad father to
He
his
didn't adopt
children.
any.
I don't think so, or if he did,
I'm
he
going to
was
challenge
not
you
a.
on this. Doug's going to have to keep talking for a second because I don't know, but
Okay.
I will get back to
But
him. I
yeah,
thought he adopted somebody.
I don't believe he has children, so he couldn't be a bad father and ignore them. I did not like this. I did not
Aha!
like that Adam Sandler
You
called
are
everybody
wrong.
puppy.
Wrong. George Clooney and his wife Emile have twins, Ella and Alexander Clooney, born in June 2017.
Okay,
I
then I
knew
was
they
wrong.
did. Ha
I will admit I was wrong. I still
Challenge
don't think he
that
was a
guy.
bad father to them, though. So,
Oh, I'm sure he wasn't.
but no, I did not like J. Kelly, and that's why it's on my list.
Okay. This is my only indie film on the list. And I'm
Okay.
only putting this on because it was so freaking bad. And it had one star in it. So if it has one star, that counts, right? Like it isn't me and you making
Okay.
a movie, it's a thing. So I want to know if Doug knows any of these people before I list a big star in it. Colin Griff King, David Shaw
No.
Parker, Candy Rothman. Oh, Katherine Ryan's in it. She's a comedian. I know her.
Okay.
Andromeda Joffe. I'm looking for anybody. Okay. The big star in it is Kiefer Sutherland.
Okay.
So I'm not saying this is a big film. It didn't get a theatrical release, which I don't normally put non-theatrical release, lesser Netflix, on my thing. But this
Okay.
came out at Christmas time, and it's a Sky original. So it's like a Prime original, and I think that's pretty big.
Okay, yeah, Sky, that's
And
the
it's a
British.
Christmas theme film.
Okay.
My wife, who could sit through most junk that I've ever seen in my life, got up and left. She said, "This is beyond unwatchable," and left.
Okay, what's the
Halfway
name of the
through, just
movie?
said, "I quit. I can't watch this pile of crap anymore." I had to finish it.
What's its name?
Oh, sorry, Tinseltown.
Tinseltown.
I
Okay.
keep forgetting the names because I just don't
Yes.
care. Terrible. I mean, I love Christmas movies. I watch the worst Christmas movies. There should have been another one on this list called The Christmas Heist, but I had no stars in it, so I did not put it on the list.
Okay.
It's a Netflix one. Absolutely unwatchable. Kiefer Sutherland's career is over if this is the junk he's putting out. It's probably been over for 20 years. I'm just starting to figure it out.
Okay.
I don't understand this premise. So it's an actor who has no money, is just a dick to everybody, goes to England and doesn't even pay attention what he's doing and joins some farce of a play. And, of course, everybody hates him, and at the end, everybody loves him. And, he's like, only goes to see his kid. Oh, Lucy Punch, I think, plays her mom. I think that's why also Lucy Punch is in it. But
Okay.
it's not funny.
Doesn't
They
sound good.
try gags all, it's a pantomime. That's it, it's a pantomime. Terrible. Doug, this is what I need you to do. I need you to sit and watch this. Even if you make it
Oh,
through
God.
20 minutes without turning it off. 20 minutes is all I'm asking. I don't think you can do it.
Probably not. Okay. My next film, it's actually probably again. It was pretty popular from what I heard. It is the documentary Predators about the
Really? People love this thing.
people loved it. I watched it and I didn't really learn anything new from it.
Oh.
It was just kind of there. I don't know. I didn't learn anything. I was expecting a big expose about what they were doing and how it was wrong, and I didn't really get that. It was just kind of a documentary about how Dateline had the few episodes and how there are now people online trying to replicate it, and I just didn't care. It was kind of
You know
dull
what? You
to me.
found something I didn't see, Doug. That's good work.
Okay.
Okay, my next film is a dark comedy, stars Olivia Colman, Benedict Cumberbatch, Kate McKinnon, and Andy Samberg. The Roses.
That movie.
Well, I hated the War of the Roses. Have I ever told you guys the War of the Roses story?
No.
Okay. Oh no, sorry. This is the war. Okay, this is years ago. War of the Roses is in theaters, and so is She-Devil at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, so I sent my buddy with money to go buy tickets to War of the Roses. It's a movie I'm supposed to be seeing. I show up, he told me it was sold out, so he bought me tickets to She-Devil. To
The
this
Roseanne
day,
Barr Meryl Streep movie.
that's the one.
Okay.
I've never forgiven him for this. So, knowing the story of War of the Roses, quite liking that film, I'm like, oh, a remake. Okay, this would be kind of fun. No, not fun. Dumb, 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 dumb. Benedict Cumberbatch has now convinced me he is boring as crap. Absolutely puts me to sleep now whenever I see him. I'm just like, hit the snooze button. Cumberbatch is coming on. Does nothing for me. Hasn't in ages. I don't understand why this guy's even popular anymore. Olivia Colman at least tries, but she's got nothing to do. And Kate McKinnon's a one-trick pony. You think she's in the Saturday Night Live skit the whole movie?
Disagree with you. I enjoyed that movie. It
No, you did not.
didn't make the best of the year, but I thought it was funny. I thought I loved the dark ending of the movie. But yeah,
No.
I thought it was pretty harmless.
No, it wasn't, Doug. It was
Okay.
terrible.
Well, not as terrible as my next movie, which is actually I'm gonna switch it up. I'm switching it up right live on the air.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. I'm going to say The Materialists.
Really?
I did not like
Wow.
this movie. I thought it was a
Holy
big waste
crap.
of Pedro Pascal, Celine
Wow.
Song. I think kind of fumbled her sophomore film. I didn't find it funny. I didn't find it interesting.
Wow.
I just didn't like it.
I have to 100% disagree with you.
Okay.
I like this film. I didn't love it, liked it. Wow, I am that's out of left field. I could not have predicted that if you gave me a list of 100 films. I never would have picked The Materialist off it. Wow, Doug should expect this one coming. It's got
Okay.
Michelle Dougherty, Topher Grace, Leah Remedy, and Doug's favorite, Mark Wahlberg, and directed by Mel Gibson.
Oh God. Okay, I never watched it, but I know what you're talking about.
Flight Risk. I don't understand why this film was made. I really don't understand the basic concept of how many times can they try to kill a helicopter pilot and he comes back to life almost every time. I don't understand how this plane helicopter stayed in the air. I can't believe they didn't crash 400 times during the film.
Did it get made because Mel Gibson's an Oscar-winning director and has been nominated
Not
a
at
few
this point.
times?
I mean, Mark Wahlberg, I know
Okay.
Doug hates him, and I get why after watching
Okay.
this. The man's got the range of my left toenail and terrible. I can't even argue with you how bad this is. It's literally like Jason's on a plane and he's a helicopter pilot and they try to kill him and he's knocked out. He comes back to attack you again and we do something else to do him. Nope, he comes back again. I'm like, throw him off the helicopter. Just toss him out.
Okay.
But they can't fly the helicopter. So, you know what I mean? It's just one of these bizarre things I never understood about this film. It was friggin' awful. And no,
Was
Doug, I did think about adding to the list, but I'm like, Doug will kill me.
it? But was it as bad as my next film, Wolfman?
Wolfman was just bad.
Yeah, this was just such a disappointment to me. I love werewolf movies. I was excited about this. I loved Lee Whannell's The Invisible Man. This movie sucked. It was boring. The werewolf looked like shit. They weren't really hairy. They weren't scary. Just a letdown from start to finish.
Oh, I agree with you. It's not good. It could have made my list, but I think I liked it a little bit more. I hated these ones more. Wolfman 2 was just bad. It never looked good enough to me to like. I didn't felt. I mean, they had one decent cast member, Julia Gardner, and I'm like, this ain't gonna be good.
Yes.
It never looked good. Okay, let's get back on my favorite train. Anna Camp, who I love, Stephen Dorff, Anna Chomley, and the great. Somebody thinks so, Rebel Wilson. The film Brideheart. Can they
Okay, I remember
stop
trailers.
making films with Rebel Wilson? Stop. Please just stop. She is frigging awful. She can't carry a film. Stop putting it. She had one good film, Bridesmaids, when she's just kind of not in it. Do you know what I mean? She just
What
plays a
about
character.
the Pitch Perfect movies? You don't like those?
Again, she's good in a cast. She's not the star. She's part
Okay.
of an ensemble cast. She's fine. She's great. It's like Bobcat Goldthwait being a star. I don't want to see all Bobcat Goldthwait, all movie. I
Okay.
want to show up, do a stupid voice, and get out. You know what I
So
mean? That's why
Police
the Police
Academy
Academies
movies, yes.
work because it's an
Okay.
ensemble cast. We're all doing something. Same with the Hangover films work for that.
Okay.
Because of the thing. But when you put Rebel and then she becomes a secret agent and kick everybody's ass, oh God, really? No. And I just can't listen to her anymore. I'm just like, shut up. I don't care. You're terrible. Let Anna Camp take this movie. Please just get out of the movie and give it to Anna Camp, and I think I'd be fine with it. Still be terrible, but at least I feel it'd be better.
Okay.
No more Rebel Wilson. Done.
All right. My next film is actually one of three on this list
Ooh.
that stars some of my favorite actors. This is the Amazon film, The Pickup, starring Eddie Murphy, Pete Davidson.
I know I
I
saw
forget who
that.
else was in it.
I can't
This
remember
is a
this.
bad movie.
Did I
This
read
is
review this?
no, we did not. I watched this on my own because I love Eddie Murphy, and this was not a good one.
I'm going to see if I watched it.
Eddie Murphy and Pete Davidson play armored car drivers,
I did see this. It
and
was terrible.
they get
Oh my God.
held up,
Yes.
and it's
By
bad. This is
Kiki
just,
Palmer.
yes, Kiki Palmer. She's the other one. Not good, not funny. And I love Eddie Murphy. I just wish he was making better movies.
No, he's done. Okay, Doug, you ready for your cast list?
Yes.
Amy Schumer's back, because we know how much I love Amy Schumer. Will Forte and the great Jillian Bell, who's so underused in films, it drives me nuts. The film is Kind of Pregnant. This came this close to being on a list before I pre-watched it.
Oh,
I don't
really?
usually, because
Okay.
just so you know, people, Doug, leaving back up. I put eight
That
movies on the list. I have not seen any of those eight movies. I
is
watched
true.
them all. And Doug will tell you, if I've seen it at a time, this was this close. Oh my God, I saved myself a bullet.
Is this a
Why do they,
Netflix film?
a Netflix film? So I count that as
Okay.
a big distributor. What the fuck? Amy Schumer pretending she's pregnant. That's the whole film.
Okay.
And she's just, because she sees all her friends getting stuff because they're pregnant. So she pretends she's pregnant.
Oh, that sounds awful.
And it just, of course, it's a love story too.
With Will Forte?
Yes.
Okay.
That he and Amy Schumer fall in love.
Okay.
I would love to ruin the ending, but I want you guys to suffer through it. But it
Okay.
is utterly, I'm not sure where Amy Schumer learned to act, because I don't know what she's doing. But literally, she's like, I'm on a podcast. Look at me. I'm pregnant. What are you doing? I don't know who taught you to read lines. Because please stop acting. Oh, wait, do comedy. Oh, wait, you're not very good at that either. So please go back into the hole you were at before you were famous and try again, please, is all I'm asking.
Okay. All
My
right.
head's
My
ringing off
next
the phone.
movie is a huge hit, a completely gigantic hit, number six in worldwide box office of last year, starring Scarlett Johansson, Mahershala Ali, Time's Sexiest Man of the Year.
Well, that's you, Doug.
I was robbed.
Jonathan
I
Bailey.
fully admit to being robbed. Now I'm gonna have to look up his name
Jonathan
because I
Bailey.
for
Jonathan Bailey.
Jonathan Bailey. It is Jurassic World Rebirth.
I can't even remember this film coming out. I know I want. Oh, God. Yes, I do remember this now with the family.
Yes, I hated this movie. I hated that they put kaiju monsters in my dinosaur movie. Just make the dinosaurs scary. I don't need kaijus. It was just the whole thing started with the Twix wrapper that brings down the security on that first big monster. This movie sucked. I hate that it made
It
money
was
because we're going to get
terrible.
more.
I had one good scene.
Which scene was that?
I like the T-Rex scene when the boat.
Okay,
I
yes.
like it. You ready? This one I know you did see, Doug.
Okay.
Charlize Theron, Kiki Layne, and nobody else I remember. And directed by somebody that should never direct a film again, Victoria Mahoney, Old Guard 2. What the hell is this pile of junk? I hate this movie. Oh, Uma Thurman too, forgot her.
Yes.
Why was this
Setting
made?
up the sequel that will
This
never
made
come.
no sense. This looked like a bad green screen. It looked like it was shot in my backyard over my pool. Like, at no time did I really felt they were honest doing anything of interest other than green screening choreographed fights.
No, and Charlize Theron, she is good in action movies. She should
Yes.
have been good in this.
Oh, it was just friggin', and I was looking forward to this, is why I'm so pissed off.
Fair. That is
Like,
the
I'm
first
just
one
sitting
was
there
good.
going,
Old
why did they make this?
the
Who would they
first
make
Old
this
Guard
for?
was
It wasn't
good.
for me. It wasn't for Doug. It
No.
was for a cat. Maybe cats like these movies. And
Maybe.
people, leave for the day, so they put it on Netflix for their cat.
Yeah,
And maybe the
that makes
cats get into
sense.
it and practice Kung Pao, Kung whatever foo. Call Purfu, whatever they call it. Pawfu.
Right.
Aboriginal
I'm
here.
gonna be honest. That is also my number three least liked of the
I
year is Old Guard 2.
knew
So the less said, the better. It's already on there. We discussed it. It's awful. What's your number two, Simon?
You like talking about it that much. Gal Gadot, Rachel
Okay.
Zegler, Snow White, 2025.
Fair.
What
I did
the?
not see it.
Again, another film I dodged you on because I was going to put it on the list, but you know me, I watch things a lot. So, Doug, well, I just want people to know I'm very up to date on my film watching. Like, I do try to be. Basically, the movies we put on the list are that week's movies because I haven't seen them yet. Doug, I don't know how to describe. I don't know what the directing was on this. I'm not really sure. I watched Snow White. I think I watched the like an after school special, like an ABC thing that had Snow White. Millions of dollars wasted. Rachel Zegler going on about Palestine. I mean, I have no issues, whatever. Please don't state your thing when you're an actor to promote your film. Because your film stinks, first of all. Maybe you should work on making a better film before you have something to say as an actor on a place. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, Gal Gadot, I felt so bad being in the film because I think she's actually decent at times, but she couldn't save this. Nobody could. It was literally watching an after-school ABC special.
Okay. My number two least favorite stars one of my favorite action actors
Oh,
ever.
I think we had the same movie.
It is Jackie Chan in Karate Kid Legends.
I couldn't put it on my list. I so wanted to. It was
Well,
so bad.
this movie was so bad. Ralph Macchio coming back as Daniel-san
Oh.
and Jackie Chan. At least Ben Wong, he's a decent enough actor. He's charismatic. He can lead a film, just not this film. This
Okay.
film just was not good.
I'm sorry for putting this on the list. I was looking forward. I love Karate Kid movies.
That's fair.
All of them, even the fifth, fourth one, I love. I'm sorry. I'm apologizing again how bad this was. You know, I didn't even put it on my list. I think I've forgotten how bad it was. I go think, but it's all right. My number one movie is another Netflix movie because they keep putting this crap out. Stars Chris Pratt, Millie Bobby Brown, and Woody Harrelson.
Oh, I never watched this. This is
Oh.
Electric State.
Oh my God. 2 hours. This movie is 2 hours. Of what? I don't know. Boredom. Literally watching Millie Bobby Brown and Chris Pratt talk to each other. Little bit of
I'm
action. Dumb kid doing
gonna be
dumb things.
honest with you. I don't think the Russo brothers are that good of directors.
They're
I think
not.
they lucked out with the Marvel movies. I think people see those movies for the IP, not for their filmmaking. Everything they have done that is not a Marvel film has been awful. And that's why I never watched Electric State. I just didn't think it was going to be good.
You miss nothing other than constant yakking from Millie Bobby Brown, who I'm hoping after Stranger Things just disappears and takes Chris Pratt with her because he bores the crap out of me too.
There's going
Which
to
we
be
know.
Enola Holmes 3. They've already filmed it. There was a little trailer for it or little sneak peek. It's coming this year.
Thanks,
You're not
Doug.
getting rid of Millie yet.
Oh, she's going soon. One more movie. One more.
We'll
Like
see.
Mark Wahlberg, one more movie.
All
Tiford's
right.
done. Tinseltown done.
My least favorite movie of the year. And I have nobody to blame for putting this on a list but me.
Perfect.
It is A Working Man starring Jason Statham.
So bad.
This movie was awful. I love Statham. I
I know you
will
do.
go to bat for the beekeeper. I think the beekeeper is
Beekeeper's
just
fine. It's just a
a
piece of junk.
wonderful, it's fun. I think it's one of the best movies of the year before. A Working Man was just awful. It was slow. The fight scenes didn't feel like anything I hadn't seen before. It was all rote. It was all paint by numbers. And it was bad. That's it. Just bad. I'm sorry, Jason. Maybe you'll get me back with your new movie coming out next week. We'll see. I'll see it because I love Statham,
Oh, I'm
just
seeing it
not this
too.
movie.
Don't worry. So I guess that's it, Doug. Oh, wait, I have honorable mentions. I
Oh,
did.
okay.
Doug's gonna yell at me. Warfare.
Oh, I liked Warfare. I
Well, I
thought that was
hated it.
good.
Sorry, it's a big one.
Okay.
Monkey.
I liked Monkey. I had fun with that.
Splitsville.
Never saw it.
Zootopia 2.
Haven't seen it.
House of Dynamite.
I liked House of Dynamite.
And
I will admit,
Accountant
I could see why
2.
that is on your list,
And
but I liked it.
Accountant 2.
Accountant 2 was fun. I like John Bernthal
So do I.
and
I fell asleep. There's
Ben
another movie I fell
Affleck.
asleep during, and I had to go back into going, I don't even care.
Okay.
So there you go, people. And please check out our regular show that which you probably please leave a comment. Maybe they hate me, but I'm still looking for one of those. Or you love Doug, and we're okay with that. So Doug,
Tell me
this is
I'm an
your
idiot
favorite
for
time.
not liking Jay Kelly. I'm a big
No,
boy.
Jay
I can
Kelly's
handle
fine. Yeah, give a shit for Jay Kelly because I loved it.
Yeah.
Doug, if they make it.
We will watch it. Or you
One.
will, at least. I might not.
True. Bye-bye.
Bye.